Welcome to Eva Talks, a weekly podcast about the law of attraction and more. Enjoy today's episode.
Morning, everybody. Here is Eva Schubert Talks again with my upcoming book, Sanguine Love, which will be released very soon in September. I'm really very excited about it. And as well, the holiday season, I would like to speak about wonderful topic. And it's about how can we be happy? What are my tips? You know, at this time, holiday season, everybody's enjoying the sun, sunshine, people are smiling, and people should be happy as well, isn't it? And in this life, full of ups and downs, being happy also requires deliberate action. Everybody deserves to be happy, but the reality is that only a few people are happy. So let's discover what kind of pieces, tips are essential to really be happy. Feel happy. Feel the happiness within you. I talk about a lot of topics. Universal laws, the law of attraction, and also other life experiences. And for me, discovering who I am, and for you, discovering who you are, is something what starts from within. You must discover what brings you joy. Everybody has those unique objects of happiness. You may need to list them and stick to them. Yours may be to watch football match, or attending dance classes, or singing, or just baking a new recipe for your family. There is that thing that certainly makes you happy. You've got to find them out from within. It's very easy, isn't it? And the second tip is to be with others who make you smile. Life is too short for us to be surrounded only with negative people. Build a network of people who make you happy. And you know, it's very important to be lonely time to time as well. But loneliness doesn't make us happier. When you are with a group of friends, close family, you are very lucky if you can find happiness in the circle of your family members and as well couple of friends. What's the next tip? As I know from my past, sometimes I did not value myself. And I know how important it is to hold on to your own values. Never compromise your own value, because nothing hurts than when we see the effect of our compromise of our values. Of course, it depends, but if we stick to our values, we will be the happiest person on earth. Because failure to do that will haunt you, and consequently, you will be unhappy, hence hold on your values. And as well, accept, accept the good. Focus on the good. This is very, very important. Important tip to be and to feel happy. There are many things that are way beyond our reach in life, and some situations are just meant to go wrong, not with the standing of our effort. And often we are hurt and unhappy when things don't go our way. But it's only our perception. It's only our behavior. And for us to be happy, we need to accept the good and resolve not to bog our head with what we can't change. This is the only way we can stay happy in life. It's the same as with the next tip of what kind of food are we putting in? This we also get out. Watch out what you are putting in. And stay with healthy nutrition. Healthy nutrition and feeling good also makes you happy. So what kind of food do you eat every day? Do you drink a lot of water? Or are you just eating junk food every day? You know already my proverb, when you eat junk, you also feel junk. And when you do things you love what you do, then you are also very, very happy. Somebody is very happy with an employment. Somebody is very, very happy as an entrepreneur. Of course, we are all different. But important is that at the end of the day, what really counts is not the volume of what we do, but the happiness we derive from what we do that matters. And even though if you are an employee, it has to make you happy. When you say every week, it's Monday again, I don't like it, then you have to think about it, if you maybe can change your employment or discover your true purpose. So then I go to the next tip of finding of our purpose. Life is all about contribution. And in the beginning, we all want to have a food, and then relationships, security. After all, the joy contributing our part to humanity is unspeakable. So we all have our uniqueness to have purpose, to contribute in our society. It can be very, very tiny. It can be huge. It really depends. And then if you listen to your heart, we never lose our peace. When we listen to our heart, we are always in peace. So in order to stay happy, listen to your heart. And last but not least tip is push yourself, not the others. There are few we can change about people. Don't even think of changing anyone. The best you can do is to change yourself, and you will be amazed at the happiness that can bring you. When I started my transformation, I noticed that also people around me started to change. And this shift starts, as what I told in the beginning, from within. And the last what I would like to share is your imagination. Be positive about everything. Imagine the best of every situation. you will be then the happiest person all day. And remember that whole life is an adventure, and it's like a river, and every day is different. We are all the time moving, and if you have a bad day, then remember, imagine something from the past, or maybe imagine something you want for in the future. Fix to this picture and get in your desired vibration. It will really bring you happiness and more happy person every day. I hope you enjoyed my today's podcast, and I will speak to you next week. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more Eva Talks.